Episode 34, One Step at a Time.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
radio. Hello, ladies. How are you? I am so glad you are doing fantastic. You are doing fantastic, right? Okay, sorry. Did I yell too loud? Did you hear that? You're absolutely gorgeous. Yes. Well, you know what? When you're getting to be close to the end of the week and it's getting closer to the weekend, you're like, oh, man, will it ever be done yet? Yes, it will be done soon. And, you know, sometimes I think we get bombarded with just so many things being thrown at us. And now you guys are starting to get back in the routine. Can you believe? Can you believe January is half over? Yes, it is. We have hit the halfway point. And some of you, that might be a really scary thought. And your resolutions may not be looking too great right now. And you're like, oh, they are so not even there. They are gone. I missed them all. And some of you may be like, oh, my goals, well, I've got them, but I haven't really started on them. So now you're like, now where do I go? What do I do now? Here, I just want to encourage you today. I want you to be your encourager, and I want to empower you to taking one step at a time. You know, sometimes you wish you could be 2 weeks or 2 months further than where you are, but if something's holding you back, maybe life got in the way. Maybe there's been a switch with the boss at work. Maybe you have a new job and you're getting adjusted there. And with that adjustment, that takes time. So therefore, things sometimes at home doesn't get the attention that it needs. Guess what? It's okay. It truly is okay. One thing that really hits home for me personally is perfectionism. And I personally was leading a life of a perfectionist. And I've mentioned it before, I am a recovering perfectionist. I always wanted, it wasn't just 100% or 110%, it was 120% or greater. And I wanted it right more than the first time. It had to be like before, you know, I was like, I would get the bonus points of the bonus points before it even happened. That's what I wanted. And you know what? I realized that I was trying to control things that sometimes you just cannot control. And being able to take a breath and say, I can start right where I am, and that's okay. Give yourself permission. Start where you are. It's one step at a time, one foot in front of the other. You will get to where you want to go. Maybe you do take a detour or two. That's all right if you take a detour. You know, sometimes those detours is where we learn the most from us, from ourselves. And we end up challenging ourselves even further because of those detours. So embrace them. Okay? Give yourself grace and operate in the mode of, I'm taking one step at a time. I can do this. It's one step at a time. And what I exceed in, and when I excel, I will have those celebrations. And even that acceleration, what I excel at, that little win, okay, celebrate it. It was one step. It's worth celebrating, okay? Every single one, especially those little ones, because I know as a mom, I can beat myself up over, gosh, I should have a dramatic win. Where's my Golden Globe? I mean, come on. I should get that. No, we don't normally get that, do we? So it's one step at a time. Reward yourself for the little wins and remember those and cherish those. And for some of you who have heard, put it in your JJ. Put it in your joy jar, okay? Because then when you start to get down on yourself, again, go back to the joy jar and start looking at it. And you know what? I want you to employ your other members of your family, your partner, okay? Let them put in their joys that they see within you. It is so awesome to go and open up a little note that says, you know what, your dinner just was spectacular. I know you fix this every Friday night, but there was something special tonight. Those little things just, whew, that just gets to you. And I would encourage you to extend that. Make a joy jar for your children. Your children get down too. They have a lot of pressures of life. Give them a joy jar. Let them become productive. Give your partner, a spouse, their joy jar. Leave them secret, wonderful, lovely, special love notes. And if you want to be a little and have a little fun with it, then you can do so too. But make it for them. Make it special, because it's so easy to pull ourselves down. We always want to be one step further. But you know what? To get that one step further, it takes the first step. It's one step at a time. I truly believe that you will excel at whatever your heart's desire is. And I wish only the best for you this week. I pray many blessings over you all. And I really take it one step at a time. Enjoy the moment. Be present. Be incredible. And most importantly, be you. I'll see you on the other side. I will indeed. Blessings and hugs. Love you. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.